StoryCorps, Public Radio's oral history project, came to Boston's Museum of Science for the opening of a special exhibition called Race, Are We So Different? The interactive show presents a historical and scientific look at the concept of race, exposing both its wide-ranging effects on society and its limits as a purely cultural construct. Each Monday, on WBUR's Morning Edition, we're presenting a series of conversations among visitors to the exhibition about how the concept of race has affected their lives. This morning, we meet Anna Choi, a Korean-American interviewed by her son, Sam.
Have you ever been to Korea?
Yeah, I was there in high school. I went there for the summer and visited, and it was really fun.
Okay, what was it like there?
You know how Korean food is like messy and Koreans are kind of loud and boisterous and stuff. That's how Korea is like. It's like really loud and everyone's rude. The food is messy and everyone throws things around, but I like it that way because I think that's better. It's more honest. Koreans are more honest.
Okay.
Right. I'm going to ask you something. So both of my parents are Korean. So that means I'm Korean. That means you're half Korean. Daddy is Caucasian, right?
Yes.
And I don't even know what his background is. He's like German, English, something, right? But what do you identify yourself with more?
Korean, because when I think of American, I think of like basketball, sports, and boxing and things like that. And I'm not interested in those at all. And when I think of other cultures, like Korean, it's just a little more interesting than just American.
Oh, that is cold.
Because American culture just, I don't know, doesn't seem that, like, wow-ish.
Oh, right,
like,
right.
The pilgrims came, and then on a Mayflower. And
well,
that's,
we are only 300 years old here. Right?
Than Korea.
Have you ever felt different from the other people in our incredibly homogenous elementary school? Where everyone else is Caucasian except for you. Have you ever felt different?
No.
Have you ever felt like you were discriminated against?
Yes. In a grocery store, I was getting something, a can of noodles, I think, for you.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy came up and he just walked right in front of me and said, "Move it, China boy." And then I ran and told you, and then you got all mad, and we were marching around the store trying to find him. And I just said, maybe he got confused because Korea is a peninsula off the east coast of China.
Yeah, and then I laughed.
And then you said, I don't think he even knows what the word peninsula means.
Right, but then I wasn't mad anymore because you were being so understanding. And I said, that was the first of many racial slurs you're going to have to encounter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. I'm used to that, too. One time, one of my students asked me, can you see with your eyes that small? Can you imagine?
Oh, my gosh.
I know. And then I said, when you look out, do you see everything through two ovals with a big old block in the center? And I said, yeah, you know, I have real difficulty. I've actually memorized the path from my office to this classroom. And then he said, really? And I said, no.
Anna Choi, interviewed by her son, Sam, at the Museum of Science in Boston. The exhibition, Race, Are We So Different?, continues at the Museum of Science through May 15th. To hear all the stories in this series and to meet the people we've been hearing from, go to WBUR.org and click on StoryCorps. StoryCorps Boston is produced by WBUR's George Hicks.